高兴有我们的老朋友在我们当中。We have Brother Joel Perry here. Joel 是以前在 ISI 侍奉哈，那么他跟他太太在两年前，大概一年半前哈，回应神的呼召，要到欧洲去做宣教。那么今天呢，我们很高兴他能够在我们当中来分享欧洲的需要。Brother Joel, we'd like to welcome you. 那我们一起来欢迎他哈。
Good morning.
早上好。
It's great to be back with you and worship with you this morning.
很高兴今天早上能够回到这里来跟你们一起敬拜神。
As Pastor Theo may have mentioned, and you may recall, I resigned from my ministry with international students on campus, and we're headed over to Europe soon.
刚才张牧师说过，我已经离开了这个 ISI 的侍奉，准备到欧洲去宣教。
Lord willing, we hope to be ready to go either this summer or at the end of the year, to Vienna, Austria, where we'll serve.
如果神许可的话，我们今年夏天或者是年底的时候会到欧洲，会到奥地利去侍奉。
But this morning, first I'd like to share a message with you from God's Word about revealing God and making God known in the world. And then I'll talk a little bit about the ministry that we will have in Europe and the need that's there for missions today.
今天我们想跟大家分享一个信息，是关于怎样宣告神的名，然后我会跟大家分享一下我们在欧洲的侍奉。
Despite the fact that I was raised in a Christian home, I still had many times in my life where I wondered whether or not God was real.
虽然我是在一个基督徒的家庭成长，但是我其实一直会经常有在思考神到底是否真的存在。
In fact, I think many of us go through this kind of process again and again in our lives.
我想我们许多人都会不断地在重复这样一个思考的过程。
The first time I can remember asking this question was in the shower when I was about middle school age.
我第一次思考这个问题是在我中学，在一个洗澡的时候。
I debated back and forth in my mind whether or not God was real.
我在自己不断的征战，在思考到底神是不是真实的。
Well, my questions and my debates in my mind were at about a middle school level, but that was the first memory that I have of that question.
我脑子里有这个印象，就是在中学这个程度，我这个思考是在中学这个程度。
But the question of God's existence is something that has been a part of humanity ever since humans have been on the earth.
但是我想神的存在是对人类整个过程整个存在的一个问题。
In fact, we might ask the question, if God is real, how do we know that he is real?
如果神是真实的，我们怎么可以知道他是真实的呢？
Many people then turn to science and ask, can science prove whether or not God is real?
许多人去寻找科学的检验来想证明神的存在。
But without going into too much detail, science, or the Bible rather, says that God is spirit, and so therefore science proves an inadequate test for God's existence.
我们不用去寻找太多的细节，但是圣经上说神是个灵，所以科学对神的存在的检验是不可能，是不可能的。
So then we might turn to philosophy and say, can philosophy show us or prove definitely whether God is real or not.
然后我们会转向哲学，我们想在思考哲学是不是可以来检验神的存在呢？
Well, again, God is spirit, and the Bible says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways higher than us.
圣经上说神的道路高过人的道路。
So, sorry, that was shorter than I thought. Usually the other way around, I thought, but anyway. So philosophy also fails the test in the end of proving whether or not God is real.
所以哲学最终也无法证明神存在或者不存在。
Now, to be sure, science and philosophy are valuable in leading us to a point where we have faith in God.
但是这不是说科学和哲学对我们没有价值，相反，科学和知识常常可以给我们带来信仰。
But while science and faith are valuable, in leading us to faith or in strengthening our faith, they can never replace our faith.
科学和哲学的证据，对我们是有价值的，因为他们可以常常加强我们对神的信仰。
In the New Testament, the writer to the Hebrews says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him."
希伯来书的作者在十一章六节说，非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信赏赐那寻求他的人。
We as limited human beings are dependent upon a God who reveals Himself to us.
作为有限的人，我们一定要有信仰，相信神，跟随神，依靠神自己来向我们显明他自己。
The only way for us to truly know God and understand who He is that He should reveal Himself to us.
我们能认识神或者能够知道任何有关神的事情，唯一的道路是他自己选择来让我们认识他。
Now we have some general revelation, as it's called, in the universe itself that teaches us basic things about God.
我们通过一些普遍的启示，看到他创造的天地，能够知道神的存在。
From the universe, we can see that God is really big and that He knows a lot of stuff.
我们看看他创造的天地，就知道神确实是大能的。
But that sort of information is very limited about God. And so if we're to truly know who God is and have a relationship with Him, we need more information than that.
但这样的启示是非常有限的。我们如果要真的认识他，我们需要更多的启示。
And so God has revealed to us more specific information through His Word.
所以神通过一些特别的启示，通过他的自己的话语来启示他自己。
This morning I want to look at a passage of Scripture that talks about God revealing Himself to us and to people in general.
今天我想再探讨一段经文，看神如何宣告他自己。
So let me invite you to turn in your Bibles, if you have a Bible with you, to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开以西结书37章。
Now, as you're turning in your Bibles there, let me just give you a bit of background information about Ezekiel.
当你在翻开圣经的时候，让我来介绍一下以西结书的一些背景。
Ezekiel wrote at a time when Israel was in exile from their native homeland.
当时以色列国正在被掳，被放逐。
Israel had been defeated by the armies of Babylon, and many of the people from Jerusalem and areas around there had been taken to Babylon.
以色列被巴比伦打败了，许多人被掳到巴比伦。
And the prophet Ezekiel was one of those people who was taken from Jerusalem to Babylon.
以西结是其中的一个，他被也被掳到巴比伦。
In fact, when Ezekiel first went there, he was quite young, about probably 12 years old.
其实第一次以西结被掳到巴比伦的时候，他其实大概只有12岁。
Now, when the people of Israel lived there, they had a pretty good life.
以色列人其实在那儿有一个不错的生活。
They were allowed to farm their own land, to have animals, and even to have a house.
他们可以耕种自己的田地，甚至可以有自己的房子。
Now, Ezekiel himself was both a prophet and a priest.
以西结不但是一个先知，也是一个祭司。
So he was very familiar with the religion of the Jewish people and the temple worship that they had in Jerusalem.
他非常熟悉以色列的一些祭祀的仪式和典礼。
When the people of Israel first were taken into exile, they had hoped that they would be able to return to Jerusalem and see it as it was when they had left.
在这个被逐的早期，以色列人其实盼望能够回到一个没有被毁坏的耶路撒冷。
But early in his ministry, the prophet Ezekiel prophesied that God was going to destroy Jerusalem, so they would not be able to return and see things like they were before.
但是以 以西结很信实的预言了耶路撒冷必被毁，他们不可能回到原来没有被毁的样子。
So he wasn't all that popular, I think, in the beginning.
在那个时候，他可能肯定很不受欢迎。
But after about 10 or 12 years in Babylon, Ezekiel's prophecy that Jerusalem would be destroyed came true.
在巴比伦十到十二年之后，以西结这些预言就被实现了。
And so the people could see that this was indeed a prophet of God.
所以人们就知道这确实是一个先知的预言。
After Jerusalem was destroyed, then the prophecies that God gave to Ezekiel had changed. what did I say? play the tape back, just kidding. After Jerusalem was destroyed, Ezekiel's message changed.
当耶路撒冷被毁以后，以西结的这个预言改变了。
Okay. So, God then started to give Ezekiel messages of hope for the people of Israel that they would be able to return to Jerusalem.
神这个时候给以西结一个预言是给以色列人一个盼望，让他们知道能够回到耶路撒冷。
So let's read through this passage.
让我们读这段经文。
One verse at a time. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones.
耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。
He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry.
他使我从骸骨的四围经过，实在在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。
He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know.
他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？我说，主耶和华啊，你是知道的。
Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
他又对我说，你向这些骸骨发预言，说枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。
This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life.
主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说，我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.
我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone.
于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相联络。
I looked and tendons and flesh appeared on them and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them.
我观看，见骸骨上有筋，也长了肉，又有皮遮蔽其上，只是还没有气息。
Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live.
主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言。说主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四面而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。
Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel.They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off.
主对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。他们说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽尽了。
Therefore prophesy and say to them, This is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel.
所以你要发预言对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我的民啊，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，引你们进入以色列地。
Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open up your graves and bring you up from them.
我的民啊，我开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来。
I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。
Now, there are three things that I'd like to point out from this passage this morning.That we can learn from Ezekiel and his message that he brought to Israel.
今天早上我想分享三点，从这段经文上看神如何带领以色列人。
The first is that we are guided by God's Spirit.
第一个是我们由神的灵来引领。
Rather, I should say that as we seek to make God known in the world, we need to be guided by God's Spirit.
如果我们想在在全地宣告神的灵，我们必须由神的神来引领，神的灵来引领。
Now, making decisions and seeking guidance is like in life is something that all of us do.
我们在生活中常常要做各样的决定。
And our modern society makes it so that we have decisions to make every day.
现代社会让我们每天都要做很多的决定。
For example, if I want to go and buy a cup of coffee, it can be sometimes a very difficult decision to make.
比如说如果要去买杯咖啡，有时候这会是个挺难的决定。
If you walk into Starbucks and you see all of these menus with many, many different kinds of coffee, you have to decide on one of them.
如果你到 Starbucks, 你会看到那个菜单上有许多许多的选择。
Even if you walk up and say, I just want a cup of coffee, they still give you options of what kind of coffee you want.
就是你只是告诉他说我只要一杯咖啡，他们仍然说给你很多量的选择。
And so it is with just about everything that we buy in our society.
这其实是我们买各样东西的时候都要面对的情况。
Well, life also has more important decisions than just that that we need to make.
生活其实是真的是有很多这样的决定要做。
For example, we make decisions about where we want to go to school, where do we live, and where do we work.
比如我们要决定我们到哪里去上学，我们在哪里住，在哪里工作。
If you're a parent, you have to make many decisions for your children. Where will they go to school? Things about the clothes that they might wear and other things in their life.
如果你是父母的话，你还要为你的孩子决定去哪里上学，他们穿什么衣服等等。
And so sometimes we.Seek advice from other people.
有时候我们向其他人来寻求意见。
One problem that many people have is that we fail to seek the advice of other people.
但是很多人就是不寻求别人的帮助。
We tend to be very independent.
我们常是非常独立。
I have an example of a time in my life where I exercised a little bit too much independence.
我自己生活上有一个很小的经历，我自己怎样的尝试很独立。
About 8 years ago, my wife and I had a car that was in need of repair.
八年前，我和我太太有一辆车要修。
The problem was that the heater core had stopped working.
那问题是那个汽车的暖气装置坏了。
So when you turn on the fan inside the car, only cold air blows out.
你打开那个风扇的时候，只有凉风出来。
Well, after doing some research, I decided that it was a very expensive job, and we did not have enough money for this repair.
做了一些研究之后，我知道这个会花费很多。
So I decided to try it myself.
所以我决定我自己来试试。
Now I have to tell you that in order to replace the heater core, you have to remove the entire dashboard from your car.
要知道要修这个暖气装置，需要把那个前面的面板全部拿下来。
I began this repair on a Saturday morning, and I finished it on a Monday afternoon.
我星期六早上开始，然后星期一晚上才结束。
I did sleep at night, but that's about all I did other than fix the car.
我晚上确实睡觉了，但是其他时间我就在修车子。
I skip church on Sunday. I skip work on Monday.
我星期天没有人去教会，星期一也没有上班。
By the way, if your heater cord goes bad, don't fix it yourself.
所以你的暖气坏的话，千万别自己修。
And more importantly, don't call me.
更重要的是，别给我打电话。
Having a do-it-yourself attitude or an idea of independence about yourself is sometimes good, but sometimes gets us into trouble.
如果我们要依靠自己的话，有时候好，但有时候会给你自己带来麻烦。
That's how it is not only in life in general, but that's how it is in our spiritual lives as well.
这不只是在日常的生活，也在我们的灵命生活上。
If we try to be completely independent, we will not grow spiritually.
如果我们想要独立的话，我们不可能在灵命上成长。
Not only do we need God's help and God's Spirit, but we need each other.
不单只是需要神的灵的帮助，我们也需要大家互相的帮助。
So as we try to communicate God to other people, we need God's Spirit in us.
如果我们需要引人归主的话，我们需要神的灵来引领我们。
Now, wouldn't it be nice if God gave us directions the same way that He did with Ezekiel?
如果神能够像他带领以西结那样带领我们，那不是太好了吗？
If He could just pick us up and put us somewhere and say, "This is what you need to do."
如果他把我们拿起来放到一个地方，告诉我们该做什么。那不是太好了吗？
I mean, look at what he did. Verse 1 of chapter 37 says, The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones.
我们看那个第一节，耶和华的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。
But I think one thing that we need to remember as we look at Ezekiel is that we are, in fact, in chapter 37.
我们现在看到这个其实是在第三十七章了。
Ezekiel had been faithful in giving God's message, his prophecies to the people of Israel for a long time at this point.
到这个时候，其实以西结已经非常信实的宣讲神的预言很长时间了。
And because he had been faithful with the work that God had given him, God continued to lead him and give him guidance in his life.
因为他之前很信实的做神交给他的工作，所以神继续的使用他。
So it's the old principle that he who is faithful in a few things will be entrusted with more things.
所以我们在一些小事情上忠心，神就会把更多的事情交给我们。
So as we seek to live a Christian life and as we seek to make God known to others, first we need to be guided by God's Spirit.
所以我们要过基督徒的生活，要使宣告神这个事工成我们生命的一部分，我们就必须让神的灵来引领我们。
Secondly, we need to be speaking God's word.
第二是我们需要宣讲神的话。
Now, there are three things that I'd like to just briefly point out about speaking God's word.
关于宣讲神的话，我想简单的讲三个事情。
The first is that as we go about this work, that we need to speak accurately.
当我们做这个事情的时候，我们需要非常准确的宣讲神的话。
I remember as a child being in a classroom and playing a game.
我记得小时候我们在教室玩过一个游戏。
Our teacher would take all of the children in the class and put them all in a line.
老师会把孩子们都排成一排。
And then the teacher would whisper a message to the first person in the line.
老师会在第一个孩子的耳朵里悄悄地说一句话。
And then each person, that person in the line would tell the next person and tell the next person all the way down the line.
然后这个人会传给下一个人，下个人再传给下个人，一直往下传。
And then the message that the last person spoke was completely different from the original message.
最后一个人说的话会跟第一个人说的话完全不一样。
Well, some people bring accusations against Christianity that this is what has happened in the church.
今天有许多人对教会有相似的控诉。
And so we need to remember as we speak for God that we speak accurately from His Word.
So we need to remember as we speak for God that we speak accurately from His Word.
A second thing that's important for us to remember as we speak on God's behalf is that we must always give credit to God.
Sometimes
if we see the response to God's word, if we see people come to faith, then we might be tempted to take credit for those things.
当我们看见我人听了我神的话，相信神的时候，我们会被引诱认为就是因为我们。
We may be tempted to think that it's because we're so great or because we're so good at communicating that God has brought this about.
我们会觉得是我们很好，我们沟通能力很好，所以我们把人带到主这里。
Well, turn back in your Bible one page to Ezekiel 36, verses 22 and 23.
让我们把经文往前翻一章，36章22到23节。
Let me just read those two verses.
让我来读这两节经文。
Therefore, say to the house of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone.
所以你要对以色列家说，主耶和华如此说，以色列家，我行这事不是为你们，乃是为我的圣名，就是在你们到的列国中所亵渎的。
I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the sovereign Lord, when I show myself holy through you before their eyes.
我要使我的大名显为圣，这名在列国中已被亵渎，就是你们在他们中间所亵渎的。我在他们眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，你们就知道我是耶和华，这是主耶和华说的。
God works through our words to change the hearts of other people, and it is for His glory that He does this.
神通过我们说的话来改变别人，这是为了他的荣耀。
Now, a third part about speaking God's word that I'd like to point out is just the idea of control.
第三方面关于宣讲神的话的是有关掌控的问题。
We have a lot of things in life that we like to be in control of.
我们很希望能控制很多的事情。
In fact, we're most comfortable, I think, when we are in control of something.
当我们觉得我们在控制事情的时候，我们觉得比较舒服。
For example, as a parent, if I take my family over to someone's house for dinner and we bring a dish with us, I usually don't let my kids carry a hot dish of food.
如果我们到别人家做客的时候，我们带着一个菜去，通常我不会让我的孩子拿那个菜。
Even though they're old enough to do it themselves, I still don't let them do it.
其实他们已经足够大可以做这事情，但是我还是不会让他们做。
It's just a lot more comfortable, I think, for us to be in control rather than to give that control up to someone else.
这个就是我们希望我们自己有掌控，而不是在让别人掌控。
But it's a part of life and a part of sometimes being a Christian even to give up control either to God or to other people.
我想这是我们作为基督徒的生活的一部分，就是我们要把控制的权利交给神。
So as we speak God's word, we need to remember that He is in control as we speak.
我们在宣讲神的话的时候，我们要知道是神在掌控这一切。
So again, as we go about making God known in the world, we must be guided by His Spirit, we speak His word, and finally, as we do these things, He brings life about.
所以当我们在做这个使命，宣讲神，让世界知道神，我们必须由他的灵来引导我们，继续宣讲他的话，最后我们必须奉神的名带来生命。
Probably one of our greatest problems with sharing the gospel with other people is fear.
可能我们在传福音的时候最大的一个问题就是我们害怕。
We might be afraid of what other people think of us, or we might be afraid that we won't know what to say or how to answer questions.
我们会害怕别人会怎么看我们，或者我们害怕我们不知道我们能说什么。
But we need to remember that it's God speaking through us and through our words to bring life to those who hear.
但是我们要记住是神通过我们来宣讲他的话来把人领到他的面前。
Look at the example here in this passage today.
那我们看今天这段经文。
Ezekiel was called to talk to a pile of bones.
以西结是被呼召，他是去对一堆骸骨说话。
Sometimes if you're sharing God's word with other people, you may feel like you're talking to a pile of bones.
有时候当你对大家讲话的时候，你确实可能觉得是在对一堆骸骨说话。
But God can bring life through our words, just as He did through Ezekiel.
但是神可以带给我们生命，就像他通过以西结所做的那样。
The power was not in the messenger. The power was in the one who gave the message.
这个能力不在于讲话的那个人，而在于把话的源头。
So God brings life about to others as we speak faithfully His word.
所以神给人带来生命，通过我们所说的话。
Let me call your attention to verse 13 of chapter 37.
让我来请看37章十二节。
It says, then you, my people, then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them.
我的民啊，我开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。
God had promised to bring life to the people of Israel who had been taken to Babylon, and they thought that they had no future.
神应许给以色列人新的生命，虽然他们在那里是完全没有盼望的。
God promised life to the prophet Ezekiel, and that is what happened.
神应许以西结先知，告诉他这是就要发生的事情。
So this task, this work of making God known in the world is something that has happened all throughout history.
宣告神的名，给人带来生命，这是神在整个历史上所做的事情。
And it continues today to be the mission of the church to make God known in the world.
这也是今天教会的使命，宣告神的名，让世界知道神。
So whoever we are and wherever we are, as believers, this is our task, this is our job, is to make God known.
不管我们是谁，不管我们是什么样的基督徒，这是我们的使命，是宣告神的名。
As I mentioned before, God has called my family and I to a new work of making Him known in the world, to this work in Europe. Well,
刚才我说过，神呼召我和我的一家到欧洲去开始这个新的施工。
So when we talk about missions in Europe, the first question people usually have is, why Europe?
当我提起欧洲的施工的时候，人的问题就会是，为什么是欧洲呢？
If we can switch the PowerPoint for the other set of slides. There we go. And then the next one. Most of the history of the church happened in Europe. So what happened to the church?
教会的历史大部分是在欧洲的，但现在今天欧洲是怎么样的呢？
Well, first we need to begin with the Enlightenment.
我们先看一看是启蒙运动。
Several hundred years ago, scientists and philosophers were using reason and science to try to better understand God's creation.
数百年前，科学家和哲学家们通过启蒙运动改变欧洲。
But after some time, scientists and philosophers became part of the Enlightenment who did not believe in God.
但是这个科学家和哲学家们就因为这个启蒙运动变成了不相信神的了。
And so they attacked the basic foundations of Christianity.
他们攻击基督教的基本信仰。
They challenged the ideas that the Bible was true and the existence of God.
他们挑战这个圣经是否是真实的，他们挑战神的存在。
So as the 20th century began, there was this deep problem moving through the society and the culture in Europe.
在二十世纪初的时候，在欧洲有这样一个底层的运动来影响了基督教。
And then, of course, you have in the 20th century, World War I and World War II.
在二十世纪，我们就有这个一次大战和二次大战。
The landscape and the culture were completely devastated after those two wars.
在这两次大战之后，整个欧洲发生了完全巨大的改变。
Many Christian leaders in Europe during that time had either lost their lives or had compromised with the leaders that had come through Europe.
在这两次大战之后，欧洲的这些牧师们、教会领导们，有些是 丧失了生命，有些就妥协了。
So the church was in a pretty bad situation after World War II.
在二战之后，这个教会的形势是非常糟糕的。
And then after World War II, Europe, it says, was de-Christianized faster than any other region in the history of the world.
二次大战之后，欧洲是世界所有地方去基督教最厉害的一个地区。
The leadership that took over in many parts of Europe and especially in the East removed Christianity from society.
在欧洲许多地方，特别是在东部，他们把基督教从社会完全挪掉了。
So, what is the result of this? What is Europe like today?
那今天欧洲是怎么样的呢？
Today, Europe is the most lost continent in the world. It has the highest percentage of lost people and the lowest percentage of growth in the world.
今天欧洲是在世界上失丧比例最高的一个州。它有最高的失丧的人数，还有最低的福音增长的比例。
Over 700 million people live in Europe today, and less than 2% of them are Christian.
有7亿人在欧洲，但是只有2%的欧洲人是福音教派的基督徒。
Not only is the church small in Europe, but it is also growing the slowest in the world.
不只是教会的规模很小，它的增长也是最慢的。
If we compare the church in Europe and the growth rate to some other areas of the world, we can see this.
我们如果把欧洲跟其他的大洲相比，我们就能够看到这个情形。
In Africa, the church is growing at about 3% per year.
在非洲，每年的增长率是3%。
In Asia, overall, the church is growing at about 2.6%.
在亚洲整体来说，增长率是2.6%。
And in Europe, the church is growing at about 0.06% per year.
而在欧洲，它增长率每年是0.06%。
In fact, Europeans themselves recognize this problem.
其实欧洲人自己也意识到了这个问题。
Well.They may not really call it a problem, actually.
他们也许并不会把这个看作是一个问题。
There's a quote from a Dutch sociologist who says Europe is one of the least religious populations in the world.
一个丹麦的社会学家他说，欧洲是最没有宗教信仰的一个地方。
So, what's the conclusion of all of this? An Anglican minister. A minister from the Church of England said, "It is a secular age. We are breeding a whole generation without much spiritual perception."
在一个圣公会的一个教主说，他说这是一个非常世俗的时代，我们正在抚养一群完全没有属灵生命感觉的一代人。
So spiritually speaking, Europe is a dead and dark place today.
所以欧洲今天是一个黑暗的地方。
So my wife and I, about a year and a half ago, decided to go and to be a part of the mission movement in Europe.
所以我和我的太太一年前决定参加这样一个宣教的施工。
Actually, we first made this decision as a result of one of our pastor's sermon of the church that we attended at the time.
我们做这个决定其实是起源于我们教会的一个牧师的讲道。
We had always had a desire to go to another country as missionaries, but to this point, we didn't feel like God was leading us yet.
我们一直都想到海外去宣教，但是我们在那个时候还没有一个确定的想法。
But as a result of that sermon, we started to think and pray more about whether or not God was leading us overseas.
在那个牧师的讲道之后，我们决定更用心的来祷告，寻求神的旨意，是否到海外宣教。
After a few months of thinking and praying about it, we decided that God was leading us to go overseas and to go specifically to Austria.
通过几个月的祷告之后，我们决定我们要到欧洲，特别是到奥地利去宣教。
Austria is a beautiful place, but like the rest of Europe, there are very few believers there today.
奥地利是个非常美丽的国家，但是跟欧洲其他地方一样，是个非常少基督徒的地方。
Austria is historically a Catholic country.
奥地利历史上是一个天主教的国家。
But there are very few true believers in Austria.
在奥地利，但是很少真正的基督徒。
In fact, some of our friends who live in Vienna right now told us that it's not uncommon for someone to call themselves a Catholic atheist.
我们在奥地利的朋友告诉我们，在奥地利是很普遍的现象，他们会称呼自己是天主教的无神论者。
Because their belief in God or their Catholicism is only a tradition to them.
他们的天主教信仰对他们来说只是一个传统。
But for their own beliefs, they're atheists.
对他们真正的信仰来说，他们其实是无神论者。
This represents, I think, pretty well, Europe in general today, that people are very secular, they're atheists, and they're just feel satisfied without God.
这其实是欧洲整个普遍的代表，就是他们都是无神的、世俗的。
But there are signs that people are starting to investigate more and more religious possibility.
但是却有很多新的新的 signs 来说人们就又在寻找信仰。
For example, in Paris today, there are more spiritual healers than there are lawyers and doctors combined.
在巴黎有很多这种用属灵来医治的这种人，灵用灵来医治的。
So what we are asking from you and from people in general today is whether or not you might join our team and pray for us as we go to Austria.
我今天想请求大家的是，是否愿意来为我们的事工来祷告。
I think in the bulletin that you have, there is a sheet of paper about our family and our ministry.
在我们今天的这个 bulletin 上有关于我们家庭施工的一个小的介绍。
And on that paper, you can sign up to be a part of our newsletter list.
你可以就是参加我们的这个电子信件信息的一个那个群发小组。
So if you would like to receive those, you can fill that out and either give it to me or leave it on the table in the back.
你可以签上你的名字交到我这儿或者是放到后面。
So I want to say thank you again for the opportunity to come back and to be with you this morning and ask you again that you might pray for us as we get ready to go and be a part of what God is doing in Europe today.
非常感谢让我今天有机会来跟大家分享，也希望能为我们多祷告，为欧洲的宣教施工。
Thank you.
谢谢。